scrap heapers ahoy! You can forget motors this week because we're dealing with man's oldest form of transport, wind power. Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, the show in which teams get to transform junk metal into mean machines. This week is the last of the heats, so the teams are rolling up their sleeves knowing there's only one place remaining in the semi-finals.
Machines have to be made entirely from scrap, and there's still plenty to pick over on our yard for the two final teams. So, what's their challenge?
This week's teams have got to do what man's been doing for 4,000 years. Think wind power. They've just got to build a yacht. But not one for the high seas, they've got to build a land yacht, because in 24 hours from now, on a windswept beach, they're going to race them. Whoever wins will sail through to the semi-finals. In the orange corner, it's the power-mad megalomaniacs from Warwickshire. They're a team of turbocharged bikers. The tattooed team captain is Nosher. There's motor-mad Kevin and drag-racing Daz.
My name's Nosh. I've built loads of trikes, such as this, bikes, trikes, I love them. Into building my own jewellery, I do all that. Well into tattoos and scorpions, all I particularly like kiddywinkies, although I couldn't eat a whole one.
My name's Daz, and I'm really into speed. That's why I do motorcycle drag racing at the weekend. And building something in a day on scrap heap doesn't faze me. In fact, people say I'm so laid back, I'm almost horizontal.
Hi, my name's Kev. I'm more into cars, trucks and Formula One motor racing. But I've got a secret sideline. I'm into medieval sword fighting.
This is the best team you're ever going to see.
As their expert, the megalomaniacs have chosen fellow biker and design engineer Jackie Mitchell. She has a passion for weird and wonderful machines and races lean, mean sailing machines for fun. Ready to take on the bikers are power tool designers, the Driller Thrillers. They're all rally car mad. Team captain's Kevin. There's Mr. DIY Vince. And baby of the team, Darren.
That's good. Thank you.
I'm Kevin. With my spare time, what I really enjoy doing is building things like this car, building robots, go-karts. I'll have a go at building anything.
I'm Darren. I'm the mechanic of the team and engines are my thing. I'm going to be the chief scavenger, and it's my job to go out and get all the stuff so we can make the best machine.
I'm Vince. I like to do DIY about the house, particularly making furniture for my own house, of course. I also help the guys with a rally car.
We've got the enthusiasm, we've got the innovation, we've got experience. We're going to win.
In need of a salty expert to help them out, the Driller Thrillers have chosen scrapyard fanatic and land yacht champion, Cy Holder. He's always the last on the beach and hates to lose, so he's determined the Driller Thrillers are going to win.
OK, teams, gather round. Ready, Driller Thrillers?
Ready. Yes.
Megalomaniacs, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
OK, in the great scrap heap tradition, you have until the sun goes down, which is approximately 10 hours, so you better start building those land yachts. What they don't know is land yachts go 10 times faster than ordinary yachts, up to 100 miles an hour.
Land yachting is an increasingly popular sport. It's fast, it's fun, and you don't get wet. A beach is an ideal place to race, and that's exactly where our teams will be headed tomorrow. Land yachts are usually one-man machines, but to make things a bit more tricky, our teams have to build land yachts big enough to carry all four of them. So what are the power-mad megalomaniacs thinking of?
We have...
A sail.
That is your engine. Effectively, that's all your power, your acceleration, everything comes out of that. So what we're
going to
need...
We
just need like pretty strong material. We're looking for something that won't stretch so much, won't give too much.
Okay. So what sort of size are we looking at here?
What height? How high is the mast?
I'd like something that would be about 6 to 7 metres.
6 to 7 metres?
Mm.
Okay, right. Well, we'll go with that.
True to their name, the megalomaniacs think big. How about the driller thrillers on the blue side?
Because if we want to carry four people, we want something like a 20 square metre sail, right?
What's the best material?
Plastic
sheeting.
You can work plastic or sheeting.
Yeah, we can work plastic sheeting. Yeah, cloth. Whatever you find and seeing what we get.
Making a land yacht from scrap is going to be tough. A land yacht's a wind-powered machine that runs on wheels. Teams first need a sail, a power source which acts like an engine. The sail's connected by a mast to the chassis and is controlled by ropes which pull it in and out. A typical land yacht's a three-wheeled machine, so the teams will need two for the back and one for the front, with some method of steering. The first decision teams need to make is what size sail and mast to go for. Small and light is easier to control. Big means more power, so they can carry more weight.
But we've got to find out what we can get our hands on.
Yeah.
Wheels, hubs, sail material, masts, tubing. Any sort of tubing, just grab it. Right, go!
Out in the scrapyard, the race is on. The teams are both desperate to get their hands on the same stuff. The rally car blue boys bag the best set of wheels. It's sword-fighting Kevin who swipes a mega piece of material for the oranges.
Dinging it in.
Plenty of wheels anyway. Brilliant tyres.
So Si's happy with his stash of wheels, but that tent will never make a sail.
Haven't quite got what I want in sail material yet.
I'll have a look.
Have a good look round.
Yay!
Oh, you darling!
Good man.
No wonder the blues are short of sail cloth. Being megalomaniacs, the oranges have bagged the biggest and the best.
We go shark fishing.
See how big this is, then.
This is wonderful.
There's your sail, girl.
Right. I don't think it's big enough.
You don't? You're having me on.
I'm laughing on.
You're having a laugh, you are.
So the megalomaniacs are on track, but it's back to the heat for the blue boys. They still don't have a sail. They're going for the scrapyard sweep, grabbing all the cloth they can find. To find out more about these sail and wheel machines, I invited ex-British land yacht champion Mike Hampton to our scrapyard. He's the secretary of the British Federation of Land Yachts and has been into land yachting for well over 20 years, so he knows a thing or two about them.
So, I mean, how does a land yacht work? I mean, is it the same as an ordinary yacht on the water? Is it the same principles at work?
Well, to a certain extent it's the same, but the big difference is that land yachts go very fast. The land yacht is quite hard to get going, but once you're rolling, it's nothing to slow you down.
Right. They go faster than ordinary.
Oh, yeah.
A lot faster.
Wind speed, 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Boat, 15 miles an hour.
Right.
Land yacht, 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
A land yacht works very differently from a sea yacht. When a sea yacht catches the wind, it has to push through dense water to move forward. The water slows it down and it can never go faster than wind speed. A land yacht converts wind power into forward motion through its wheels. As the wind blows over the sails, the wheels roll faster and faster. On land, unlike in water, there's little resistance to slow them down, so a land yacht can reach up to three times the wind speed. If a land yacht and sea yacht were ever pitted against each other, there'd be no contest.
You guys have done brilliantly.
Oh, he's going for colour now, is he?
Definitely colour. Can we have a blue one, though?
Picky.
Yeah, I want it in blue and white.
Si's both a scrap fiend and a sailor, so the cloth's got to be right.
Is that any good?
Not really, no.
That's nice.
Fairly heavy, though.
It's either too small or too heavy.
Is that a sail?
No.
Not happy with any of the material they found, Si decides it's time for a radical change of plan.
Right. There is a round-the-world competition for the millennium, and somebody's built a catamaran which he intends to win with, right? And he has actually put a small mast on each pontoon instead of one in the middle.
Right.
Because it puts less strain on both pontoons. They're both taking a lot less. So we haven't found any material that I would consider strong enough to make a 10-square-metre sail on its own. Right, we can make 5-square-metre sails with the material we've got now.
As in plural, 2 5-metre sails.
Yeah. So we've got 10 metre plus. I want it bigger if we can.
You've never done the catamaran yourself before.
No, and I've never done the
this
one with the
opposite.
This
is the fun aspect to you, but this is a vulnerability
definitely.
To us.
Yes.
This is the Driller Thriller's new two-sail plan. In theory, their two small sails should provide as much power as the single large one the megalomaniacs are going for. But there are two things the Driller Thrillers need to consider. First, they'll need a big enough chassis to carry two sails, but the extra weight could slow them down. Secondly, they need to work out where to position their two sails so that one doesn't block the wind from the other. If they get it right, though, the Driller Thriller's twin sail design is potentially more stable and could be a winner.
Right, so this is what we're trying to do. This is my little 3D sketch of it.
Can't quite get it yet. Which way does it go, then?
It goes that way.
Oh, I see. All right.
Well, it might go anywhere, but it goes that way.
Theoretically goes that way.
We've got a wheel on each corner at the back, and we've got a wheel on the front. And we're actually going to lie hands on here.
Right.
There's a little stick man.
I see.
That's me. Wow. We're going to lie facing through there, and so we can get four people across that if we want to. And we can position them if the weights, you know...
if it's so that's like that's your catamaran idea, isn't it?
Yeah, we can move across, and we've got the two wings. Fantastic. So we've got the masts, two masts.
You've got two masts, side by side?
Yeah, that's right, those are the masts.
Happy that they finally got a plan, the tool boys enter into power tool paradise.
The Driller Thrillers are festooned with stuff.
Wow, the Driller Thrillers are going to try for a catamaran type thing, aren't they?
And they're talking about two sails. I mean, I can't quite see... Because surely if you've got one sail there and the wind blowing there and another sail behind it, isn't that other sail affected by the first one?
It is to a small extent, right, but not as much as all that. It still could be very good. Because the other advantage is if you've got two small sails, it's not going to be so tippy.
Right.
If you have one huge sail, it's all going to be tipping the overall time. So two, a bit more stable.
Right.
And of course, one on either side could be easier to control.
Yeah.
And they don't have to have it so strong, because if you imagine a very big mast, all that force, and it's going to be dragging and twisting and that sort of thing. So we'll have to wait and see how they go with that.
Yeah. Well, if one of these sails doesn't work, the other bugger won't.
Very true.
That chassis's got to take the whole team and their two sails, which they've decided to put side by side. So it's going to be wide and it's looking very boxy. Not quite a modern land yacht shape. It's more like land yachts of old.
Early land yachts. Let's go back, say, 4,000 years.
Ancient tomb drawings and remains suggest it was the Egyptians who first used wind power to travel the desert. There's more evidence of wind and wheel transport throughout history. In the first century, Chinese emperors had wind-driven chariots and palaces. In the 16th century, the Dutch built this, an enormous 28-seater land yacht to transport their army. And the industrious Americans, driven by the discovery of gold in 1849, converted rail carts into wind wagons so they could make haste to California. It took till this century and the advent of other forms of transport before land yachts were developed into light machines that were purely for fun. By the 1950s, land yachting had taken off and become a popular sport.
I am sailing.
Jackie's father was a 50s land yachter, so she sailed as a kid. She's never built one before, so she's sticking to a conventional triangular-shaped frame.
But you're all a little bit longer than me, aren't you?
I trust your judgment.
Oh, fool!
Weight's a big consideration. For their land yacht to go fast, she needs the frame to be light. But it needs to be strong enough to support a large sail and a bunch of bulky bikers. Jackie decides that flexible is best.
The megalomaniacs, they've got an axle.
Yeah.
They're working on their front end. Everything's beginning to come together.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of wheels. Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about the wheels. They've got lots and lots of very light wheels, so they don't seem to have anything strong and meaty enough to take the forces yet.
Do you need very narrow wheels on the land yacht, or does it not really matter?
Yeah, basically, you want as little rubber on the ground as possible.
Right.
So you want the wheels as narrow as you can get, but it's got to be strong enough to take the side forces, and those bicycle wheels are a little bit flimsy.
Right.
They've got a nice 2CV wheel there. That could be quite useful.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
You want another one of them?
Really, yeah.
On a land yacht, wheel choice is important. A land yacht sails at an angle to the wind, It needs the force of the wind to move forward, but that same amount of force is also exerted on the wheels. The bigger the land yacht, the stronger the wheels need to be. If they're not heavy enough, in light winds they'll buckle, and in a strong wind, the whole land yacht could topple over.
If on the end of it...
Can I just have a quick word with you? I'm interested in your wheel decisions.
We've got one.
This one here, the
car
wheel.
Yeah, that's off a 2CV.
Right.
Basically, we've got to find another one of those.
Right, I see. So you know you've got them out there. It's not
a problem. We're hoping.
Right, OK.
They're out there.
So you're talking about car wheels for the back wheels, and what's your ideal for your front?
That's it over there.
On the scooter.
Ah.
If you like to walk this way.
A very handsome wheel.
Basically, we're using the whole front end of this moped.
Right.
Which is going to be quite delightful. You can chop it off at the headstock, and that'll be just welded onto the front end.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have, like, a tiller bar coming back.
Either, so you're going to use the steering of the front wheel as is?
Yep.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. Thank you.
The motorbike's a good idea, but more mega-strength wheels for the back are a must.
We've found another 2CV wheel, OK.
Woo! What, have they found the other wheel?
Found two wheels.
It never rains, it pours. Yay.
Take these bars out, we put a nice straight piece in.
Yeah.
And then...
It'll be lovely.
The biker mad Megs start attaching their favourite machine to the chassis. It's a ready-made system, a wheel and steering in one, so it's a pretty good bet.
Biggest trike ever built.
You said you wanted to build trikes?
Yeah, monster.
Well, we're halfway through the scrap heap build a land yacht challenge.
The bike mad megalomaniacs are going for more of a drag racer than a land yacht.
Left! To the right a bit!
Turn left.
It's actually the first time I've seen a land yacht with a figurehead. At least we picked a pretty one.
They've got their front wheels sorted. It's the back wheels that need working on. They've got Citroën wheels, but the only hubs they could find are off a Mini. They need hubs to connect the wheels to their chassis. So it's down to mechanical genius Kevin to work his magic. He's got to adapt them to fit.
Gives your verdict, Nosh.
Yeah, that wonderful. Ain't all bad at all.
Absolutely wonderful.
Is that on Citroën as well and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, bunch of professionals.
The driller thrillers on the blue side have gone box metal mad. For their twin sail machine, they've gone for a chassis that's rigid and wide. It's looking more like a four-man bed frame.
The driller thrillers.
Wow.
That's not a conventional design, I take it, for a
no, they're making a huge yacht, incredibly wide.
I don't know a lot about engineering, but I've seen things bend.
I think you might have hit the nail on the head. Yeah. The way it's looking at the moment, it's a big box, and boxes twist.
Yeah, yeah.
And I reckon that, again, they've got to worry about how they're going to stiffen that up. Yeah. They don't want it to break, and they don't want it to hit the ground. If it twists and starts dragging on the ground...
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awful, wouldn't it? Just slow them down.
Yes, yes.
Then can we weld those fairly solid?
Yeah.
We'll stick the mast up.
Yeah.
See what it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
And scare the hell out of next door.
Ramming speed, Mr. Christian!
No mast could be more mega than the orange team's. It's going to have to support a massive sail, so Nosh has put two scaffold poles together. It's now 7 metres tall.
What we've got to watch out for on the megalomaniacs is how much have they thought about their mast and the strength of it. How's the mast going to be supported?
Yeah.
If they're going to hold it at the bottom, it's going to be very weak and it might fold over.
It's pretty wobbly.
Pressure on that mast, when if it was just standing up on its own, it's going to be... It's just not going to handle it, is it?
You were in the guides, weren't you?
I preferred Boy Scouts.
Jackie's idea is that a curving mast will help shape their sail.
It is, and it's really, really flexible. It's probably too flexible. We might need a stiffer in the bottom part of it.
The sail's so big, the mast has to be strong. Jackie's confident that a little strengthening at the base is all it needs.
All right, we love it.
Yeah. You love it?
We absolutely love that.
The big question for the Megs is what kind of sail to make to put on it.
Whee!
Sail design has changed enormously over the centuries. Old billowing galleons had large sheet-like sails that were designed to fill up with wind. But they could only ever sail in one direction, with the wind behind them. Trading clippers would have to wait in port for the right winds before they could sail. That's where the term trade winds comes from. To meet with trading demands, more efficient sailing rigs were developed. Big and billowing gave way to tighter, more streamlined rigs. They got to their destinations much faster, and more to the point, could sail back. It's the first time Jackie's ever made a sail. She's trying to work out how to transform that huge piece of cloth into something that's streamlined.
From this point here, we're going to do a bit of a triangle, which would be the curve in front of it.
Yeah.
And then we'll glue that, fold it over.
Okay.
The megalomaniacs seem to have a big sort of flappy white sheet.
Yeah. I think they're going to make the front of their sail into a curve.
Right.
And what happens then is when they pull it in, the mast bends and it pulls on that curve and it puts tension into it.
Right, right.
I think that's what they're
so
going to do.
It becomes more rigid.
It becomes more rigid that way, and hopefully they'll get some shape, but it's much harder to achieve.
There are different ways to add shape and rigidity to a sail so that it's not billowy and slow. The megalomaniacs have a rather clever idea. They're planning to pull their sail taut onto their flexible curved mast. The idea is that as the wind blows and bends the mast, the sail will automatically curve. Jackie wants a streamlined shape that's fast and efficient.
This is all surplus to requirements.
The Twin Sail Blue team are going for a very different approach to sail making. Sai has decided to sandwich their fabric in wood to make it less flappy.
So with the wood there, does that make it a semi-rigid sail, that bit of wood there, or is that not to do with that?
That's just... yeah, it will to a certain extent. Basically, they're using the strength of the aluminium tube combined with the shape that they're creating with the wood, and they're fixing the whole lot together so it'll rotate.
Right.
It's a really clever idea.
Yeah.
It's all trial and error, even for Sai. As well as wood on the mast edge, they've put wood along the bottom to use as a boom. They decide to put one sail up to see if it'll work.
Okay, go on, straight up.
Keep coming.
Two big bed sheets with a bit of wood joining them. But, I mean, it's still in its experimental stage.
Oh, my God, it's huge. I didn't think it was that big when it was down on the ground. I thought, that's not very big. Look at that. Look at that.
Right, we have to change things. This is too low.
Yeah, you're a bit low.
Yeah, where are they? They're supposed to be sitting underneath there.
There's approximately 2 inches of clearance for their entire bodies and heads.
Oh, they're going to have to grind their noses off. That's the only way it's going to work at the moment, unless
it's
they lift that boom.
Crash diet, I think, or a bit of a rethink.
Put some tape on here.
Oh, dear, no, that is very low. That's a low slung boom. Bonk.
Yep, it hit.
Yeah.
He didn't actually need to lie there to work that out, did he?
No, we could have told him that without him getting down. It's a bit flappy, isn't it? I mean, maybe they'll strengthen it with more bits of wood.
Or I think they've actually got some cutting down to do.
It's okay.
It's not okay. It's between your legs. It's okay.
What's wrong with that?
I nearly talk like this.
You've got enough kids.
So still a long way to go. But what does our expert, Mike Hampton, think of how it's coming on?
The Driller Thrillers, are they heading in the right direction?
I think the Driller Thrillers might be onto the right thing. Effectively, they're making the front of the sail really stiff by putting this wood along, so that when they're sailing, that wood's going to stay stiff and twist.
Right.
And so when you look down on that,
you've got your
aerofoil section.
Right.
The ideal shape for a land yacht sail is an aerofoil. Imagine it like an aircraft wing on its side. It works by exactly the same principle. Air travels faster over the outer curved edge of the sail than the air travelling along the inside edge. This creates a low pressure on the curved side, and the land yacht is sucked and pulled sideways. It's the wheels on the land yacht that convert this sideways pull into forward motion. So in trying to make streamlined sails, our teams are really aiming for an aerofoil shape. The better their aerofoils, the faster their land yachts will go. Let's see how they're getting on.
I'm interested in your aerofoil.
Is that what you like to call
that
it?
That is what I'd like to call it. Not what I really can call it at the moment.
Yeah. Do you mind getting off the sail? You might damage it.
Oh, I beg your pardon. From my understanding of these things, an aerofoil is kind of a that-shaped thing turned that way in a land yacht.
Yes,
and
yeah.
You seem to have a plank of wood and a flappy bit, and I'm not really seeing aerofoils.
No, that's why we're putting battens in at the moment.
Right.
In the hope that we'll give it more shape and also make the back of the sail actually hold out more.
Right, but when you were talking earlier about a semi-rigid sail, I had a vision of something that was a bit more rigid and less of the semi.
No, it's only the front that's fairly rigid. But we can improve on that before we finish.
So this is real trial and error stuff here.
Oh, definitely.
Putting battens into their sail is what will give it the aerofoil shape they need.
What I'm doing is putting two of these together
and
breaking them off there. So that bit's much more flexible than this bit.
Right.
And if I tape them, it's going to make them tougher, stiffer.
Wooden strips make good battens because they're so flexible. The gamble for Cy is how flexible and how many to use.
We also have about eight, conventionally. With four, if we're lucky. Yeah.
The Driller Thriller's strips of wood may seem like a minor addition to their sail. But without them, it'll just flap and won't work. The battens are placed horizontally along the sail. The idea is that when the wind catches the sail, they bend and make it curve into that crucial aerofoil shape. Good bendy battens could win them the race.
2 hours remaining, teams. You have 2 hours remaining. Thank you.
It's getting late in the day, and there's not a lot of aerofoil taking shape on the megalomaniac side. Time to get a move on.
It's pretty important not to go over these lines.
Yeah.
But Nosha's grinding and those sparky sparks are a bit too close for comfort.
Whoa! Oh, my God!
Oh, no, no, look, look, look! No, 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 my God, the whole thing's up in flames!
Oh, God!
Oh, no. The stunned Megs are just speechless.
Right.
If you look closely, you can see a spark from Nosha's grinder landed on that flammable glue. Poor Megs.
Okay,
bit of a setback, there you go.
So how long is this going to set you back then, guys? What do you reckon?
An hour, I reckon.
Don't try this at home, kids. If you've got a lot of glue on your sheets, and Dad's got a grinder in the other room, close the door.
Patch that, we'll stick a plaster over that or something.
I think they've got a bit of fixing to do here, so I'll go next door and see how the Driller Thrillers are doing.
It's a big setback for the Megs. Forget aerofoil, there's virtually no cloth.
On the blue side, the Driller Thrillers are sailing ahead. They're working out their steering. They're going for a simple front wheel steer, which most land yachts use.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Yeah.
There's a foot bar connected by a rod to the front wheel.
Full lock, got the full lock.
But steering the wheels is the easy bit.
Yep.
Controlling speed with the sails is the difficult part. The teams have attached ropes which pull the sails in and out. Pulling them in tightens the sail, making it work more like an aerofoil, so the land yacht speeds up. Easing them out makes the sail billow and it slows right down. The Driller Thrillers have got to pull in or ease out two sails at the same time. They've adapted an old steering wheel to wind their ropes around to make all that pulling a little bit easier.
Morning to get that.
Okay, mate.
Hey, galvanised will do for that.
Brilliant. How's it going then, guys? This is all very, very exciting. Two sails.
We're getting there.
The steering wheel threw me for a bit because I thought that's how you're going to steer it, but that's not the steering wheel. It's got a bit hefty though, hasn't it? The frame and everything.
Not at all. It's light, you know. Here, get hold of it yourself. Get hold of it yourself. Get hold of it yourself.
Really light.
25
yourself. Yeah, it's amazing. You don't think it's going to twist?
No,
it's not. You know, once people are sitting on it, it's not going to kind of...
No, it isn't.
Okay, here we go. Is the test.
Not yet, Kevin. We haven't done all the...
It's not very rigid.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not finished. We'll be all right.
So now, in the event of the wind sort of going down rather dramatically and you grind into a halt, what do you do then?
Right, see the seat goes all the way across the back?
Yeah.
You shuffle yourself across to the side.
Yeah.
Then you push the wheel.
The wheelchair spin, trundling down the beach. It'd be great.
You bet it will.
Repairs for the Megs are going really slowly. Trying to patch her burnt sail, Jackie's despairing.
Oh, dear. Oh, I hate it. It's horrible. What a nasty shape.
Oh, no, there we go again.
Hang on, Ian.
Not even Darren's laid back about the grinder anymore. He builds a fire barrier, arms himself with an extinguisher, and prepares for those sparks.
The megalomaniacs haven't got much in the way of sails, really, when you look at it. We've got a lot of plastic on the floor.
I know. Well, it's kind of still a bit of a glorified motorbike and big carpet, isn't it? I mean, if it goes... The mast support thing is my big worry.
Is it? Yeah, because they haven't put anything down the middle of it then.
But I reckon if it goes, if there's a good wind, they get the mast problem sorted out, it could go really fast.
Yeah.
And actually four people on it, it does even look like a possibility.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
If we're really lucky and if they get everything sorted, could get double wind speed. So if it's 15...
Like 30. Wow, they could do 30 miles an hour, which is fast. It's fast when you're sitting your bottom 2 inches off the ground.
And your three mates on
and your three mates and you've got no brakes. Teams, this is your 1 hour warning. You have 1 hour left in construction. 1 hour.
Boom. The main problem this team's got is getting that sail finished, isn't it?
I mean, it's been there all day, either on fire or wet.
It's the wet that's killed them, hasn't it? I mean, the glue won't stick when it's wet. The tape's not gone very well when it's wet. Let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope that it holds together.
It still doesn't really look like a sail.
Yeah. I think that Jackie hopes that it's going to work.
So will the Megs get any shape into that sorry sail? It's all down to the last crucial hour. They need to put in battens or it'll be horribly flappy.
No, you've got to shape those battens, I'm sorry, but it's vital.
Nosh makes them from bamboo. They need to be bendy enough to give a curved shape to their mega-sized sail. But time's running out and things are getting tense.
There's no point in having it, OK, unless it's right. Otherwise, you might as well just bin it completely.
You want it there, or do you want it there?
Other way.
There?
Yes, please. Lovely.
Si!
Yeah?
Yeah?
Get some water. Get some water.
OK.
For the Blues, it's a fire narrowly averted.
I think this has got a nylon bush. I've got that nylon smell.
Don't forget, we ain't got long, folks.
The Blues needn't panic. They've got two sails more than the Megs.
So, this very late stage in the day, who's your money on now? Masts up and...
Yeah, I think the money's still on the Driller Thrillers, but it's all down to performance, really.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that sail, it doesn't look all that good, does it?
No.
I mean, it's a bit of a bag.
Yeah, it is.
So it's down to the performance. Will they get the shape in that sail that they want?
So how about the Megs?
Want to make sure you get that the mast up.
Miraculously, something that calls itself a sail emerges, much to Jackie's relief.
Megalomaniacs here, they've got this huge great sail out of this different material, which is quite a bit stiffer.
Yes.
And they're relying on the bend of the mast to give them performance. And if they get it right, they could be the winners on the day.
Yeah. Teams, this is your 30-minute call. You have 30 minutes left.
Are we facing the right way? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Time's running out, and the Meg's sail needs more shape.
We really need to cable this down into a curve, so...
Tensioning the mast will put more curve in the sail and might give them the edge.
Is that tight now?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all right, is it?
Yeah.
Just 10 minutes left, thank you.
No, it's not going to make any difference.
Over there.
It is. No, it's not.
Don't kill yourself. Teams, the moment you love has finally arrived. Time is up.
Will your amazing contraptions do 100 miles an hour? Or will they go at all? We've got to wait till tomorrow to find out. But for now, teams, lower your sails till sunrise.
Yes!
It's 9 a.m. on Great Stone Beach in Kent, and the conditions for the Scrap Heap Land Yacht Race couldn't be more perfect. There's a good 15-mile-an-hour wind. Having battled with a burning sail, the megalomaniacs and their drag-racing land yacht make it in one piece to the beach. But it's too windy to risk raising their sail until the start of the race.
Yeah, still got steering. If you haven't got steering, then we're to Calais quickly, so... and it won't float.
I want to check the wheels, make sure that they are nice and secure and free. You want to give them a spin?
Yeah, give them a spin. Marvellous, not at all dodgy.
Lovely, that is. Perfect.
These pulleys are never going to win any...
Don't turn anymore. Yeah.
Unlike the Driller Thrillers, who are using a steering wheel system to control their sail, the megalomaniacs have gone the conventional handheld rope and pulley method.
Yeah, that's fine, that is. Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
The Driller Thrillers are adjusting the air in the T-Clippers' tyres. They need to absorb any bumps so that their chassis doesn't shake and twist.
Right. Ow. It's too late now, Si.
I know it is. It'll survive.
Right, Si.
The course is a half-mile circuit, and the teams will need to sail both into and away from the wind. From the start line in red, the teams will first sail into the wind, up towards flag one. Then it's round the flag and upwind further to flag two at the top of the course. This is the turning point, when they'll have to sail back with the wind behind them. It's down the home run to flag three and the finish line. The rules of the race are once round the circuit, with all team members on board, and there's no getting off.
Surfing forwards. The wind, okay, at the moment, is pointing more or less straight down the beach, like that.
Right.
We can start off with probably quite deep tack here, and then more or less run there.
So it's not a straight route then. What are all those zigzaggy lines?
Zigzagging is how the teams will get up and down the course. It's known as tacking. First, to get up the course, they have to sail into the wind. The yacht needs to be at an angle to the wind so that air can flow efficiently over the sail and power it forward. The sail's pulled in and acting as an aerofoil. The tighter it is, the faster it'll go. Coming back down the course, the wind's behind them and the sail's eased out. With the wind pushing the sail, it's more billowy and moves more slowly, but hopefully not too slowly to stop them reaching the finish line.
Teams, raise up those masts.
Boys, show us what you're made of.
The Megs raise the sail of the century, and the Blues jig their rig to attempt the fastest land yacht race in history.
Go on, as quick as you can.
Okay. All right.
So you've got the sails up. What's the sailing plan, Driller Thrillers?
We're going to win.
To win.
To win.
So how are you going to do it?
We're going flat out from the start.
All four on board?
All four on board.
Lovely. So who's got their hands on the controls?
I'm steering.
And Vince is taking over.
Vince is taking over at the far end.
So you're going to get off to take
over? No, operate from that side.
Pass the wheel over.
Oh, right, that's going to be interesting.
If we get stuck, Kevin and I turn around and scoop.
Oh, right, so you're just going to be it's going to be a bit of foot power on the back.
Yeah.
No hopefully poles, because you were talking about poles.
No, we were using poles, yeah. No, we decided they were a bit cumbersome and dangerous.
Right. What's your emergency if you come to a horrible halt? What's the plan?
A horrible
then?
Halt?
Horrible halt.
It's easy.
We turn around.
If we want to get, you mean if we want to get off in a hurry?
No. And we're off.
I didn't mean that.
If I shout bail out, that's what we do.
The megalomaniacs look like they need all the weight they can get to stop that mega sail from blowing away. In fact, it's gusting nearly 20 miles an hour. Land yachting speed records may be broken yet.
Good morning, teams. Quick reminder of the race. We've got the wind, we've got the beach, and we've got your wonderful wind machines.
I can't hold this tension. Someone's going to break if we're not careful.
And the rules, teams. Every single member has to get around the course. The experts aren't to do all the driving, and if you run out of wind power, you can try anything you like to get started, but you can't get out and push. Good luck.
Oh, come on, let go.
Okay, ready, teams? Get set.
Okay.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go.
Okay, off to your left.
They're allowed to push up to the start line, then it's all on board.
Blue's crossing the line first. Got oranges!
I hope both went completely sideways across the start line, which is quite novel. But
they're having to go that way, are they? To get the
you've got to get the speed. Yeah. But look, the oranges are stealing marks. They go on the right hand side, which means they've got the advantage.
So heading up into the wind, the megalomaniacs pull their sail into the best aerofoil shape, giving them more power. They steam past the blue team.
Oh, that's a fantastic turn.
Oh, here we go. Take sheet out, sheet out, sheet out.
Push this into the mud. You're rotten buggers. Okay, push, push, push.
Oh, they stalled.
Oh, shit.
The Megs have eased their sail out too far. They've come to a horrible halt. Okay, so the Blues up, are back up. In the lead.
Straight up. Down there. Cross that way.
Look, the Blue team are coming back at us again. Yeah, they can't get up the beach.
The other way, Blue team!
keep going. Brilliant. Up there. Take their wind.
The blue team, they got one sail pointing one way and the other sail pointing the other way.
Perfect coordination.
Oh, no. The steering's gone.
Hey?
The steering's gone.
A hiccup for the Megs. their foot bars twisted, but it's still working. Just skate, skate.
Go on, you mega maniac! Use that wind, don't waste it!
At the moment, I could cycle faster than that on a bike with no wheels.
Go on! Go on! Push, push, push!
The Blues, I thought they were going to really run away with it, but those two rigs...
Now, they're meant to be going around the outside of this cone here, aren't they?
Down.
So they're going way off to come back, is that... Yeah.
The Oranges are in the lead now.
The Blue Team sails aren't proving too effective, so they're forced into zigzagging wide just to get to flag one. It's only when they turn into the wind that they start to pick up power and at last make up some lost ground.
Come on, you driller thrillers, you can do better than that.
Go on, Oranges!
Are the Oranges, are they in the lead?
I'm
impressed you can tell who's in the lead.
They're way past this mark, but now they're going to turn.
Nice, aren't they?
And then they're going to come all the way back to this mark.
Now they've turned so far, they've turned with that pushing. Yeah, a bit of push, but not that much.
They're on the second leg of the race, en route to flag number two. But the twin sail clipper can't match the runaway makes.
I'm not really using wind power.
Okay, now turn it. We've got to go around the mark this time.
The blue sails are blocking each other, and the driller thrillers have to virtually walk their machine up the course.
Got to go around the mark.
Up to my sights.
But turn down and the wind will turn.
I've got to go around the thing. Go on!
Come on, you driller thrillers, catch that wind!
Why aren't they catching the wind? What do you think they're doing wrong?
One of the things is, if you notice, the sail on the windward side is working, but the other sail is being shielded, so it's not catching the wind.
So one sail's actually stopping the other sail
working.
Right. So two sails, not such a good idea,
one
and now
sail.
We know why no land jobs are made that way.
It's not working, is it?
No.
Right now, folks.
This hasn't finished yet.
It's a miserable moment. The two-sail gamble just isn't paying off.
We're still doing well, guys.
Go on,
then. Keep going.
It's a stunningly fast race, isn't it?
Yeah, they must be.
Looking good.
They're going to get down there.
Now, this could be good, because they're going to turn
from
upwind
round
to downwind.
Right.
And if we're lucky, whip round might be an exaggeration. Hopefully they're going to
This is the trickiest corner, though, isn't it?
No, they're still not
the other
side.
No, they are the other side.
Yeah, you're right.
So now they're turning downwind, and this should be where it all starts to happen.
The Megs have finally reached flag two at the top of the course. It's a 180-degree turn. The sails eased out, and they set off downwind.
They're beginning to look like a drag bike. It looks like a drag bike towing a haystack, but it does look like a drag bike.
Against all expectation, the Meg sail works best being pushed along by the wind. In fact, they reach their top speed, an amazing 10 miles an hour.
Stay with your feet, stay with your feet. That way. We're pointing towards the checkered flag.
They're going to really accelerate up here now.
We hope so.
Come on, Megalomaniacs!
Come on!
That way.
Through the flags if you can!
Yeah, try and get through the two flags.
Excellent.
Excellent victory! Congratulations!
Bring on the Stella! Da, 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 da. We are the champions!
Come on, Driller Thrillers!
Sorry, folks, twin sails don't work.
Oh, well. It was a bit of a swan. Come on, the Blues!
They're moving under wind power, look.
It looks good from here.
It's got character, I'll say that.
They had four of them sitting on the back.
That was a fantastic effort, both teams. So congratulations, everybody. Well done. And the winner is this week is the Megalomaniacs. And you will go through to the semi-finals. So that's all this week from Scrap Heap Challenge. See you next week. Hey.
What can I say?
Well done, well done.
Yes!
All right!
Oh. I can stop this thing! No.
Next tonight, Mark Evans is restoring a 1971 VW Karmann Beetle to its former glory, from the chassis up. Dream Machines after the break.
There we go.
Yes, we're doing very well. Yeah, we're really rolling now. We're going very well now. Yeah, we're moving to the leg amount. Cut them out a bit. And then, yeah.